Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
19th Ward Alderman Matt O'Shea. Good morning, Alderman. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, strangely, I'm up to about 90% this morning, and I'm anxious to talk to you about something special you've got going on. But first, I want to ask you a couple things. Of course, you represent Beverly, Morgan Park, Mount Greenwood in the city council. And how are the businesses doing in your neighborhoods? What's happening there?
They're struggling, Bob. Each and every day, I'm talking to business owners, whether they be restaurateurs or just small mom and pops. They're hanging on by a thread. They're telling me stories about, they're dipping into their savings. They're hanging on by a thread. They're just trying to keep their doors open, trying to keep their longtime employees employed. And Bob, many of these businesses, they've been here 30, 40, 50 years, second and third generation ownership. They're really struggling right now.
Yeah, I mean, that is happening all over the city. And hopefully this small business super raffle is going to help. Tell us about this.
So this is something we kicked off a couple weeks ago. Residents can purchase a $10 raffle ticket. Our prizes include a 2020 Ford Escape from McCarthy Ford, or $15,000 cash. Another prize is $5,000 cash and free pizza for a year from S&T Provisions. And then we have multiple prizes of $100 gift cards for more than 39 of our participating businesses. This is a shot in the arm for the business owners, and it's a wonderful way to support our local businesses that need it.
And if anybody wants to help and buy tickets or find out more about it, can they just go to the19thward.com? Is that the place?
Yeah, our website, the19thward.com, and check out our 19th Ward Small Business Super Raffle.
The19thward.com, and those are the numbers 19 in that address. And so it's going to be a fun virtual event you've got going on with Pat McGann, right?
Yeah, so tomorrow night, Friday, 7:30 p.m., Pat McGann and his friends are hosting a virtual evening of laughter. Any of your listeners out there who purchase 5 raffle tickets to support our small businesses can participate. It's going to be a fun night because anything involving Pat McGann is hilarious.
Yes, for sure. And Alderman, let me ask you a question about what's going on at the airports, because you are on the aviation committee, right?
Yes, sir. I chair aviation in the Chicago City Council.
A lot of us are wondering about traveling, and I think we're more concerned about getting through the airport than we are actually being on the plane. What's going on to make sure everybody is healthy and safe going through O'Hare and going through Midway?
Well, that's an interesting question. Here we are. We're asking people to limit their travel and their exposure, but some folks have to travel. They have to get somewhere to visit family. They have to travel for business. The planes themselves are very safe, but getting through the airport at times can be difficult because folks, you just have to be careful. Remain socially distant. Always have a mask on and limit your exposure to close contact with people in washrooms and in hallways. When we get through this thing, Bob, the biggest thing we're going to need to do is help the airline industry bounce back. Mm-hmm. After our recession in 2008-2009, our best numbers weren't until 2018, almost 10 years later for the airline industry. Mm. And O'Hare and Midway International Airports, those are two of our biggest economic engines in the city. We have to get them up and running. We have to get them back as quickly as we can as we get through this pandemic.
The businesses that operate at O'Hare and Midway have to be struggling too. We don't hear much about them. What's going on there? Do you know?
They're getting crushed.
Mm-hmm.
thousands and thousands of employees through the airline industry have already been laid off. You know, whether you're talking about the big giant airlines or the concessionaires, you know, the individual who's supporting their family working not one but two jobs, one of them being at the airport, they're really struggling right now, too. And they employ folks from all across our city.
Mm-hmm.
Need to provide more relief for them. I'm hoping that, that Congress gets their act together and that we get another stimulus package to provide some relief. But certainly more needs to be done quickly.
And again, if you'd like to help the aldermen, help businesses there in the 19th Ward, you can just go to the 19thward.com, find out all about the raffle and the special show tomorrow night. That's the 19thward.com, the number's 19. Is that Great Morgan Park Sports Center you have in your neighborhood open these days, Alderman?
Well, it's open on a limited basis, and that's just another example. You know, the Morgan Park Sports Center had the highest use of any facility in the Chicago Park District program. And, you know, they've been struggling, which means that kids aren't getting out as much as they should. If we can just get through these next several weeks through the holiday period without another spike, hopefully 2021 We can get this vaccine and we can start to get back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
Short term, we got to support our small businesses, Bob.
Yes, we do. Alderman Matt O'Shea, 19th Ward, appreciate your service to our great city. Alderman, you have a great day.
Thanks, Bob. Be safe.